At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hi, where we go on a podcast on a lovely Monday. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Hello. So this weekend I was enjoying a coconut water.
Oh, okay. It
came in a can.
Yeah,
just
I don't
coconut
like
water.
Coconut water. I've tried it.
Really?
I do not like it.
Man,
I like coconut tequila.
Okay, I haven't
I
tried
do
that.
Not like coconut
that sounds
water,
delicious
though.
As well. But coconut
is.
Water I find very refreshing. It's expensive though. Like I bought a can of coconut water. Now I got it at I didn't get it at a supermarket. I bought it at like a place that has drinks.
Right.
So a can of coconut water cost me four something. Like $5.
Did you
Jerry.
Get that at Costco?
You can, but this was like out of place.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yep.
But anyway, on the side of the can, they had all these things. Like it's like vegan, you know, they'll like, mm-hmm. they'll put the different like logos. Like if it was organic, it would say organic.
Right.
It would have the USDA organic logo.
You tell me this has seed oils in it?
No, this does not have seed oils in it. But it shows like vegan, then another thing, GMO free,
mm-hmm.
another thing, gluten free. Then it has... recycle, you know, you can
right.
recycle this. Then it has a monkey face with the slash through it. Like, you know, like the don't walk sign is a stick figure with the slash through it. So it's not to walk.
Right.
This is a monkey face with a slash.
Does that mean it wasn't tested on monkeys? Is that what they're saying?
I think it means, because I don't think they would test this on monkeys.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it means... no monkeys were used to get the coconuts.
Oh, okay.
Like, is it possible that a low-grade coconut company is, instead of paying humans to go get coconuts, they...
Don't you just shake the tree and they come down?
I don't know. Maybe you can send monkeys up the tree to grab the coconuts, and that is frowned upon in the coconut water industry.
I didn't know there was a coconut water industry.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
there was just coconut water. I thought there was just one.
Yeah, no, there's coconut water, and this is a product of Vietnam, Jerry. So in Vietnam, this company, they do not have monkeys running up the trees getting the coconuts, which is nice.
Okay.
Unless the monkeys like doing it. If the monkeys like running up the tree and getting coconut for people, then I say you ruined the monkey's day if the monkey truly likes running up. Up the tree to grab the coconuts.
How are you treating the monkeys?
I like if you're treating them well.
Okay, so the first things that come up,
Mm-hmm. What did you type in? Do monkeys?
I wrote, are monkeys employed by large companies to get coconuts? So it comes up. The first thing was written in 2015 from NPR. Monkeys pick coconuts in Thailand. Uh-oh. Are they abused or not?
Yeah, see?
Super from 2020. Supermarkets snub coconut goods picked by monkeys.
Mm.
2021 National Geographic. Monkeys are still forced to pick coconuts in Thailand. Exposed. Thai coconut industry abuses primates. That was from a few years ago.
So how about that? That's what it is.
So this is a thing.
So
2022
companies...
New York Post. Monkey slave labor rampant on Thailand's coconut farms.
Wow.
Yeah. I honestly never knew that was a thing until you just...
Well, I feel good then that I got a can of coconut water that does not use forced monkey labor.
They do not.
No wonder it cost me almost $5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're sending up John to grab the coconuts.
Yeah, guys going to have to, men and women have to go up Absolutely. And get those coconuts. Like you said, they shake the trees.
That is amazing how many articles are written about this.
That must have been a huge industry.
The Euro News, Thai coconut industry fueled by monkey labor. There's literally dozens of pages of articles.
So that's in Thailand. This can says it was a product of Vietnam. They're not using monkeys over there.
Okay.
All right, good. So I feel good about the choice that I had to grab that can of coconut water.
And then AI says the focus is on Thailand, but there is a possibility that monkeys are used to harvest coconuts for some companies in Vietnam, though not as widely documented as in Thailand. So it looks like maybe some use it, but it hasn't got out.
I wonder how that works. Like the ones that were using it and abusing, like where the monkeys grab a coconut and then they take it from the monkey, or do they have the monkeys trained that they grab the coconut and run it down? And maybe they just have the monkeys doing it all day long and the monkeys are getting exhausted and they're not feeding the monkeys. They're not
I don't know.
Providing beverage or lunch breaks for the monkeys.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I didn't know this was a thing. And I mean, it's disgusting when you start to, we talk about, and we could go down a complete road of, you know, deodorants and perfumes and all these things that animals get to. I understand.
Oh, the testing. Yeah.
Yeah. And but you just don't know. I mean, you just brought up something to me about coconut water. Never in a million years that I think I'd be looking about, you know, monkey slave labor today.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Was a thing.
I was enjoying my coconut water. You know, when I was at the end of my can, I was looking around on the can and I was like, a monkey face with the slash through it?
Yeah.
Like, it's good to know.
No idea.
Something else I saw over the weekend, Jerry. I saw this, there's a little kid. Like, he's 12. You consider that a little kid?
12-year-old? No, I think a little kid. He's almost a teenager now. I'd say a little kid is, you know, 3 to like 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Once they start really grow, once they start getting taller and taller and they start to look more like a man, I mean, they're
adolescents.
Like tweens. They're teen. Yeah, they're not really little kids anymore.
So I saw this, one of these piano YouTube channels that I follow. They brought this kid out. He's 12 years old. His name is Jude Coffey. And I found out about Jude after I watched this. He's a child prodigy. He has autism. When he was 9 years old, he found a keyboard in his basement.
Right.
And just plugged it in and started playing it.
Wow.
And his father had no idea that the kid knew how to play that? So
this kid clearly didn't have lessons growing
no
up,
lessons,
nothing like that.
Nothing. He's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he has perfect pitch, which I guess means you could pick out any note and know what that note is on a musical instrument.
Wow, that's impressive, yeah.
And he plays crazy. Like, he looks like an expert piano player.
Wow.
But, so then I went to Grok and I said, what can you tell me about this Jude Coffey? And it's all about Jude is a child prodigy. I go, and then I said, how does science explain child prodigies? Like, you have to be taught to play the piano.
You would think
how does
on
someone,
some level.
And they said that, I think it was Mozart, was able to do that at 5 years old. He also just picked up. But when I asked how does science explain it, it was saying something about the pathways in the brain connect faster mm-hmm. and are stronger in some autistic kids than in non-autistic kids.
My pathways must be under construction.
Your pathways are, it's got a sinkhole in them.
My God.
Yeah. And it just got me thinking, like, you know, they always say we only use 10% of our brains.
Yep.
Like, this kid's probably accessing a different part of his brain.
Or 11%. Like, why can't we access more?
Yeah.
Like, what does it take to actually unlock the dormant part that could make you one of the smartest humans on the planet?
Right.
It's a very good question. I don't know if therapy unlocks things, because sometimes people say therapists can unlock memories and different things you've experienced throughout the course of your life. I don't know. It's interesting.
And they said this kid also, well, they said, like, with music, that music is often, it's patterns, you know, and that this kid can recognize patterns, like, immediately.
And remembers them.
And remembers them and knows what goes next or what should go next. They took this kid, was the video I watched. The kid did not know the Elton John song, Crocodile Rock.
Okay.
The piano place had a track that was just Elton John singing and the drums. And they just asked the kid, hey, play over this song. We'll see what you come up with.
Was it perfect?
It wasn't perfect, but it fit with the... And that part in the song where it goes, Crocodile Rockin', and when your feet just can't. That was almost...
Really?
Exactly the way Elton John chose that music also.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I just feel like I want to access different parts of my brain.
Well, that's... And I've mentioned this to you many times. That Drumeo site where they have a professional drummer and then they will give them the acoustic version... Acoustic, acapella, the acapella version of a famous song.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're going to listen to the song without drums. You're not going to hear it. You're just going to hear everything else. And then after you jot your notes down, you get to listen to it a couple times, then you're going to do the drumming along with it and see how close you get. And they get really close.
So it's songs that they don't know.
Correct. Yeah. And it's amazing too to me, like, I forget, I don't remember the names, but like the drummer from Rage Against the Machine had never heard of Paramore. Like, really? Like, you're in the business. You've never heard. Now, I know that they're not the Beatles. I understand that. But they're a form of rock music. You would think that at some time their paths cross or they heard a song somewhere. Completely clueless. Never heard of them before. And that happens in a lot of these things where they get these drummers and they don't know the genre or the other type of music or the song. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Then I was watching there was news coverage of this kid. This kid lives in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
And there was the channel ABC in Colorado did a story. The kid's sitting at home one day, him and his dad, and the doorbell rings and they're delivering a grand piano into his house.
No kidding.
Some guy just saw them on the news and ordered this kid, ordered a brand new piano for this kid.
Probably like 10 grand, right?
They said $15,000 piano.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
How nice people are. And this kid is so happy.
You seem disgusted by that.
No, not disgusted. I'm like, no, you know what it was? I was just thinking, like, there's certain, like, if somebody says, oh, that kid or that man has autism, like, the first reaction is, oh, that's sad. This kid could not be happier.
Right.
And he's an expert at the piano.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say a lot of times, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems,
maybe
Jerry.
More relationships, more problems.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just living a very, and I didn't see it, maybe he's living a very simple, pleasant, happy life. And that's great.
Yeah.
More people should be like.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That.
Like, who, could you think of the people who invent the musical instruments that we have today? Because they're very complicated. All right. Well, Jerry got a phone call and he has to leave. So we are going, I'm going to wrap this up solo. I don't know how people do solo podcasts. I'm not good at them. So anyway, I was saying about this kid. What's his name? Jude Kofi. He's a 12-year-old kid. Anyway, he's like an expert piano player. And I was just trying to think about what I was asking Jerry there before he got that phone call was the person who invented the piano. How are we inventing these things way back when? And that each note has a string. And I do think the person that invented the guitar could have done a better job. That a guitar is very difficult to learn. I've tried multiple times in my life to figure out how to play a guitar. It is impossible. But then I see people that are like wasted and high and drunk. They play perfectly fine. I'm looking at you, Slash. That guy seems to play fine. And he's always hammered, or it looks like. Anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. I can't possibly do a solo show. The warm-up show, we did that earlier today, me and Jerry. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Tuesday. Until then, see ya! Okay, just do this until we reach 20 minutes. Oh! The end.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.